Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is the healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas. Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Robin Lamont, animal advocate and novelist. That's a little later on the show, but first some news.
Wild Earth Guardians reports that in response to a challenge brought by a coalition of conservation organizations, a federal court rejected plans to escalate cruel wolf killing in Washington state by the secretive federal program of Wildlife Services. Federal District Judge Robert Bryan held that Wildlife Services should have prepared a more in-depth environmental analysis of its impacts of its proposed wolf killing activities, finding the program's cursory environmental assessment faulty because the proposed actions would have had significant cumulative impacts that are highly controversial and highly uncertain. Wildlife Services is a controversial program within the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, which is responsible for killing millions of wild animals every year, including wolves, grizzly bears, otters, foxes, coyotes, and birds, with almost no oversight or accountability. Judge Bryan vacated the program's analysis, stating that Wildlife Services shall not take any further wolf management actions in Washington under the proposed action alternative, but shall observe the status quo in place prior to the environmental assessment. An attorney from Western Environmental Law Center stated that Wildlife Services has long asserted that it need not comply with our nation's federal environmental laws, such as the National Environmental Policy Act, but this decision rejects those arguments and requires them to comply with all federal laws, not those it finds convenient to comply with. A 2013 internal audit revealed that Wildlife Services accounting practices lacked transparency and violated state and federal laws. The program employs incredibly cruel tools to kill wildlife, including aerial gunning, leg hole traps, snares, and poisons. The environmental assessment prepared by Wildlife Services failed to provide data to support several of its core assertions. For example, Wildlife Services claimed that killing wolves reduced wolf-caused losses of livestock, yet recent peer-reviewed research from Washington State University directly contradicts this conclusion, finding that killing wolves actually leads to an increase in wolf-livestock conflicts. The environmental assessment also fails to address the ecological effects of killing wolves in Washington, including impacts on wolf populations in neighboring states and on non-target animals, including federally protected grizzly bears and Canadian lynx. Washington has experienced Wildlife Services' wolf-killing program firsthand. In August 2014, the sniper shot and killed the Huckleberry Wolf Pack's alpha female during a helicopter gunning operation. The death of the Huckleberry Pack's breeding female threatens the future of the entire pack. Wolves were driven to extinction in Washington state in the early 1900s by a government-sponsored eradication program on behalf of the livestock industry. The species began to return to Washington from neighboring Idaho and British Columbia in the early 2000s, and the wolf population in the state has grown to 13 confirmed packs. Despite this growth, wolves in the state are far from recovered and face ongoing threats. We'll be talking more about Wildlife Services in our conversation with today's guests, so stay tuned for that.
The Animal Legal Defense Fund released the 10th annual year-end report ranking the animal protection laws of all 50 states. For the eighth year in a row, Illinois takes first place, followed by Oregon, Maine, California, and Michigan. Kentucky holds steady at 50th place for the ninth year in a row, followed by Iowa, Wyoming, Utah, and North Dakota, rounding out states with the weakest animal protection laws. New Jersey was the most improved state in 2015, jumping 28 places in rank, in part by passing a comprehensive dogfighting law that increased penalties and made dogfighting a racketeering offense. All 50 states have felony provisions for animal fighting, and now 8 states make fighting a RICO offense. The report also highlights legislation allowing for animals to be included in protective orders in cases of domestic violence. Ohio enacted such a provision this year, bringing the total to 29 states, in addition to the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. Other notable changes this year included Oklahoma's and Pennsylvania's increased penalties for harming a police animal, Colorado's increased animal fighting penalties, Delaware's new prohibition on leaving an animal unattended in a motor vehicle, and Tennessee's new law providing civil immunity for forcibly removing an animal from a hot car. 17 states and the Virgin Islands now have laws that prohibit reckless conduct. A study of the past 5 years of ALDF's ranking reports shows more than three-quarters of all states and territories have significantly improved their animal protection laws. The rankings are based on a comprehensive review of each jurisdiction's animal protection laws, including over 4,000 pages of statutes. This is the longest-running and most authoritative report of its kind and tracks which states are taking animal protection seriously. The full report, including details about each state, including Texas, which falls in the middle, is available for download at aldf.org.
For years, scientists have been warning that feeding antibiotics to livestock would bring about the end of the antibiotic era. Over three-quarters of all antibiotics produced in the United States are fed to cows, pigs, and chickens to promote fast growth. Earlier this month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reported that from 2009 to 2014, the use of antibiotics on farmed animals rose 23%, despite efforts by health experts to convince livestock producers to reduce the use of antibiotics. And now, a mutation has been found in people and livestock in China, which makes bacteria resistant to all antibiotics, including last resort drugs. A gene known as MCR1 is becoming more common in bacteria found in China. The mutation allows bacteria to resist a group of harsh antibiotics known as polymyxins, specifically a drug called colistin. Colistin is considered the absolute last line of defense against bacteria when all other antibiotics have failed, but not even it can knock out the newly discovered pathogen. These MCR1 genes are basically invincible and could theoretically end up affecting all infectious pathogens. Researchers at China's Southern Agricultural University found bacteria resistant to colistin in 16 patients, 15% of raw meat samples, and a fifth of all the animals tested. The MCR1 gene mutation that made the bacteria resistant to antibiotics spreads resistance between various other bacteria, including E. coli. The World Health Organization warned in 2012 that colistin was vital to human health. Despite the World Health Organization's classification, farmers around the globe continued feeding the antibiotic to animals in large quantities to fatten them up. Use of colistin, the most widely used antibiotic, is especially widespread in China, where farmers give it to pigs and chickens. Experts say it might not be long before the world is struggling to cope with the spread of uncontrollable superbugs. MCR1 seems to move easily between the strains of E. coli and other common bacteria which cause infections. The researchers warn that while it might seem smart to limit the use of colistin, at this point it's just too late. In the United States, an estimated 70% of antibiotics considered vitally important to human health are used in farmed animals. Antibiotic resistance kills some 700,000 people worldwide each year, and that number is expected to climb to 10 million by 2050. Stay with us. Coming up next on ACT Radio, we'll have a conversation with Robin Lamont. Robin was an actress who appeared in the Broadway productions of Godspell and Grease. She appeared in the television soap Ryan's Hope. She's been a private investigator and an assistant district attorney in New York. Now she's a novelist and animal advocate. We'll be talking about her latest book, The Trap. That's next on ACT Radio.